Philadelphia's jazz roots live in all quarters of the city. Now, with the help of an online history project, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston tracks the telltale signs of the city's jazz past.
John Coltrane, Benny Goodman, Billie Holiday, the clubs and theaters where they performed, Pep's, the Showboat, the Dunbar Theater, the signs, monuments, and spaces that trace the city's jazz legacy. Public policy consultant Faye Anderson is spearheading a digital history project to map Philadelphia's jazz past by creating an electronic walk through time, beginning with a real stroll down Broad Street to the intersection of Broad and Lombard Streets, the sites of the bygone Showboat, a club in the basement of a former hotel, and the Dunbar Theater across the street, where the big names, those influencing today's jazz musicians, could be heard.
Back in the heyday, 40s, 50s, and 60s, the giants of jazz walked up these same, taking these steps we are taking. Right there on that corner, in that empty lot, was the Dunbar Theater. Billie Holiday performed there. Any jazz great you can think of performed right there.
A tale that's been told so often.
Anderson's plan is to flesh out jazz history through crowdsourcing, oral histories, memories, images, and sounds. The History Project, All That Philly Jazz, is online at phillyjazz.us. If all goes as planned, it will include a mobile tour, a walk through time where imagination brightens a new tie to the past.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.